A new property for an old material is the goal of scientists working at the UK's Atomic Energy Authority. They're working on a new generation of fusion reactors as an energy source. They want to take steel and make it super strong, so it can help reduce the cost of producing energy by fusion. It has to be able to withstand extremely high temperatures, and that's exactly what it can't do at the moment. But far from being a problem so far, that's one of the reasons steel has been so central to industry. The ability to go soft and pliable long before it reaches melting point is unusual and valuable. But as Flora Graham now reports, it's only recently that researchers have worked out how it does that and what it might mean for giving it new properties.
Iron and steel lose strength at temperatures above 500 degrees centigrade. This is very unusual because normally the materials lose strength near the melting temperature.
Above 1500 degrees for steel, which would have seriously dented the Iron Age. It was iron's pliable nature that allowed blacksmiths to work at the relatively low temperatures possible inside their furnaces. But there is a downside to this unusual property.
On the other hand, the collapse of the World Trade Center was an unfortunate example of a similar kind of behavior where steels used in construction industry cannot sustain high loads at high temperatures. And the problem with the fire in the building was that it just occurred for sufficiently long time until the steel structure reached the temperature at which it could not any longer sustain the weight of the floors above.
Sergei Dudarev's role at the UKAEA, the UK Atomic Energy Authority, is to develop super strong steels that can resist the extreme temperatures inside fusion reactors. In doing so, he's discovered precisely why steel turns soft.
It turns out that the process responsible for this loss of strength is magnetism.
Inside the steel, each atom of iron acts as a tiny bar magnet. It's the directions of these magnets that affect the steel.
What happens is at low temperatures, the magnetic moments of atoms are aligned, they're parallel to each other. At high temperatures, the directions become disordered, and through that, the chemical bonding between atoms change at high temperatures. Eventually, this gives rise to the loss of strength.
So, when magnetic moments get disorganized, atoms in the steel can slide around each other, making it pliable. Steel is great for blacksmiths, but what about when you want to use it to build a fusion generator that will reach temperatures of millions of degrees? I went to the Jet Fusion Laboratory near Oxford in England, where they're trying to do just that.
We are in a jet control room, which is, as you see, a very large hall full of people and computers. JET is a joint European torus. It is a joint venture of many European countries which develop fusion as a source of power generation.
The JET experiment uses fusion, similar to the reaction that powers the sun. Fusion creates energy by forcing together atomic nuclei, and it has a lot of advantages over the fission reaction used in nuclear power plants.
First of all, fusion is expected to produce almost no radioactive waste. The waste of fusion reactor, the ash, is helium. Helium is known to be completely safe and non-radioactive. Second is the very large amount of fuel that we have available for fusion reactor.
JET is made of exotic materials like tungsten and beryllium, and so is ITER, the latest fusion experiment now being built in France. But these materials are expensive. ITER is costing almost $3 billion, and using steel would be much cheaper. That's why Sergei Dudarev and his team are trying to develop a new kind of steel that can take the heat.
steels do not sustain such high temperatures as tungsten, for example, can sustain. On the other hand, producing steels is much cheaper. From that point of view, the ideal solution for fusion would be to develop steels that are suitable for everything. We know that to build a modern airplane, we need all kinds of very interesting materials that, for example, can work reliably in the aircraft engines for many hours. We want something equally good for the fusion technology.
That report by Flora Graham.